Well, one of the world's most respected physicists, Stephen Hawking, has a new theory about black holes he's just unveiled at a conference in Sweden. Priya Natarajan joins us to explain. She's a professor of astronomy and physics at Yale. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the very basics. What is a black hole?
So a black hole is an end state of a star. So it is once a star exhausts its entire fuel supply, it ends up and forms this very dense, compact object. And what is enigmatic about the black hole is the fact that the black hole is a physical entity. It's an astrophysical entity. We have one at the center of our galaxy and so on. But it also poses an important problem for physics because it encloses a singularity, a point where all laws of physics break down. But it has this hard boundary, this boundary called the event horizon, its armor, which encloses that singularity. So it's kind of an intriguing beast because it pushes our notions of both understanding of classical physics as well as quantum mechanics. And so they're very enigmatic. They're real objects, but they also are these sort of mathematical entities that are very, very intriguing.
And Stephen Hawking now says what about them?
So one of the big paradoxes about black holes is that they retain no memory of how they formed. So you can't actually figure out what was the mass of the star that exploded that gave you this little black hole. And you can't also, there's no memory of what it fed most recently. So all information is lost once it crosses the event horizon. So what Professor Hawking is saying now is that, and this has been a problem because we know that, you know, information can't completely disappear. So where is it stored or is it just not retrievable? And so now he has this interesting proposal that the information is actually not lost. It is somehow retained in this event horizon, in this sort of casing around the singularity.
And you're making a motion with your hands when you describe that, and people can't see that. But if we think of a black hole as kind of a vacuum, once it has become a black hole, you're talking about the rim of the vacuum.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're saying that he's saying that there might be some information that gets stored in that rim of what has gone into the black
Absolutely.
Hole.
Absolutely. And the question is, can we ever recover that information, right? And actually, he has a very nice analogy. He says, it's like the ashes of Encyclopedia Britannica. So the ashes actually contain all the information if we have the entire heap. But can we actually retrieve the encyclopedia from the ashes? No.
Well, and the other thing that sci-fi geeks would be asking is, well, couldn't you just go into the black hole, out into the potential other universe on the other side, if such a thing exists, and see what went in there?
Well, that's the realm of speculation and science fiction. I'll okay. leave it at that. So wormholes aren't quite real.
We don't know about that yet. Okay. Well, the interesting thing here also is that Stephen Hawking said last year there are no black holes.
Right. So I think this, the structure of the event horizon, what it really is, has been a real sort of showstopper for many of us who've been thinking about black holes. So last year, there was a discussion about whether you have a firewall or fuzz. And people had come up with this idea that, you know, because the singularity is so problematic and information is so problematic, maybe what you really have is something called a fuzzball, where there is no singularity and there's no event horizon. So the notion of a black hole is disrupted. And so that's what Hawking was saying last year, as were many other physicists from Santa Barbara. They've all been thinking about this. And it's just, you know, this idea of the singularity is something that's very problematic to us because it's a place where all known laws break down. So if there's sort of a way around it, people have been trying to look for a long time. In fact, this idea of the singularity prevented acceptance of the idea of a black hole for a very long time. So that was what he said last year. And now what he has shown is that you can recover the usual notion of a black hole as a singularity in space-time enclosed with an event horizon, because he's now figured out that the information isn't lost, it's actually retained in the event horizon.
And what does this tell us about the universe? Why is this so important?
Well, I mean, it's a conceptual breakthrough, because in terms of what is it going to affect in terms of our knowledge of physics, not a whole lot. I mean, I haven't seen the scientific paper. This is a closed-door conference. It's just been announced. It's very exciting. So we'd have to see what the overall implications are. So the key thing is that black holes can eventually evaporate and shrink. And Hawking's new idea suggests that, you know, evaporating black holes would actually transmit that information. And evaporating black holes, of course, evaporate on timescales that are longer than the age of the universe. So in terms of a real observable signature, it's unclear to me there's anything. But it's definitely a big conceptual breakthrough if this holds up.
Why is it a closed-door conference? That's a little suspicious, isn't
it? Well, it's because, you know, there are lots of theories and lots of proposals, and scientists kind of duke things out.
Priya Natarajan, professor of astronomy and physics at Yale, talking with us about the latest theory from Stephen Hawking. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.